Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the Swiss delegation for doing what we hoped our paper would promote as some assessment of these questions. And we'd be very happy for input either here or later from other delegations who have given those questions some thought. And I also think the statement of the Swiss delegation is would be very good to have on the record of the meeting, if it's possible to do so, so that we have a written some written comments as well as the comments given in the meeting. Yes, I think particularly on the first section, what are we concerned about? It's very useful to have these technical considerations, and particularly answering the issue of, is there anything unique about genome editing, as you have said yourself? Is it just another a puzzle piece in a number of technologies? And I think that's a very key issue to consider, that the application would be dependent, the application of the CRISPR technology and other related technologies themselves are not perhaps the main issue we're worried about. It would be perhaps more looking at the other technologies that would be required to enable CRISPR and other genome editing technologies to be utilised, both for benefits and in the potential for misuse. I would also like to take the opportunity while I have the floor to thank the Indian delegation for the useful comments made. I was very impressed by the presentation yesterday of their risk assessment and management plans for risk assessment and management processes. And I think the sorts of questions raised in our paper, and if anyone else has any questions we could add to this sort of list of things to think about, are going to be useful in assessing technologies in the future too. Thank you.